We're up to Hilchos Esura Bia, Perek Shevaster, the 17th chapter. Shalosh Noshim Nesu Kol HaKohanim, the three women who are forbidden for any Kohen to marry. Grusha, a divorced woman. Zona, a prostitute, one who has had an illicit relationship, will be discussed later on. V'chalala, and a woman who has been desecrated. That is to say, she was born from a father who was a Kohen who married a woman who he was not allowed to marry. And there are four women prohibited to a Kohen Gadol. Elo Shalosh V'almana, the above mentioned three, and a widow. Echad Kohen Gadol Mashuach V'Shem and Amishcha Amruba Begadim. This includes both a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the oil of anointment, or one who, in the Second Temple, they used to just have the garments of the Kohen Gadol without the anointment. Vechad Kohen Ha'oved, Vechad Kohen Gadol Sheminu V'Avar. Both the active Kohen Gadol who's serving, and one who was once appointed but is no longer serving, he still has the status of a Kohen Gadol. V'chein Kohen Mashuach Mochama, a special Kohen who set aside and anointed to lead the people during the war. Kol Mitzuvim Mitzuvin Al Abasula V'Asurim Balmana. All of them are commanded to marry only a virgin and forbidden to marry a widow. Beis Kol Kohen Shenasa Achs M'Sholosh Noshem Elu Ben Gadol Ben Hedyo Tuval Loke. Any Kohen who married one of these three women, whether it's a Kohen Gadol or a regular Kohen, and he had intercourse, so he would get Malkus, he'd get flogging. If he had a relationship with her outside of marriage, he would not get flogged because of a prostitute or a divorced woman or a desecrated woman. As the Torah says, he shouldn't take them. Taking means marrying and having intercourse. However, a Kohen Gadol who has intercourse with a widow, loka achas af pish lo kidesh. He gets flogged once, even though he did not betroth her. Shneamar, it says, v'lo yichala, he should not desecrate. Kevin shebala, chilala, opsala la kohuna. Once he had intercourse with her, he desecrates and disqualifies her from the kohuna. Avozala v'chalala grusha rein v'chalala svam b'skodem b'ilaso. However, a prostitute or a desecrated woman or a divorced woman are already desecrated even before he had intercourse with them. Therefore, the pasuk is applying only to the almana who was not previously desecrated. Therefore, a Kohen Gadol is flogged for only the intercourse that he has with the widow. Afi she'ein sham kiddushin, even though there was no betrothal there, shechilala, because he has desecrated her. Muzer shlo yichalal k'shem lo ishav lo zaro. He is commanded not to desecrate those who are kosher, not the woman, or to desecrate his own children by marrying a woman who he's not supposed to. In this case, he's desecrating her by having the relationship with her. If the Kohen Gadol betrothed the widow and had intercourse with her, he gets flogged twice. One because it says you're not supposed to marry a widow. One because you're not supposed to desecrate, and he did. Whether a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot, a plain Kohen, who married one of the four above-mentioned women and did not have intercourse with them, then he does not get flogged. Hey, v'chomakum shu loka, he loka. In any situation where he gets flogged, she does too. V'chomakum shu en loka, he en loka. Any situation where he does not get flogged, neither does she. Shin hafish bin ish l'isha, l'anoshim zulasi b'shifa charufa b'vad, kmo shibarno. There is no difference between a man and a woman as far as these punishments go, with the exception of the maidservant who is half freed and betrothed to a Jewish slave, as was explained, as was explained previously, in which case she gets flogged but not him, and those details are explained earlier. Vav kokonim bala ha-goya ben gadol ben hedyot lokum shum zona. Any Kohen who has intercourse with a non-Jew, a non-Jewish woman, whether she is an adult, or whether the Kohen is a Kohen Gadol or a plain Kohen, lokum shum zona. He gets flogged because of having a relationship with a prostitute. She'ena bas kiddushin, because she's considered technically a zona, since she's not liable to betrothal. Vasa mevila zona ben yisraelis ben goya. He is forbidden to have intercourse with a zona, whether she is Jewish or non-Jewish. Zayin ha-chalutza sur l'koyim divrei sofer. A woman who received chalitza, the release and the levirate marriage commitment. So she's forbidden by laws, by rabbinic laws. She is like a divorced woman. And he would get flogged, rabbinic flogging. if he marries her. If a kohen marries a woman where there's a question as to whether there was a chalitza, you do not make him divorce her, and she remains kosher, her child is kosher. The sages did not make the decree on a doubtful chalutza, but only on a definite chalutza. The mishlo is a sofa grushus of a kamanos of a gzonus of a kalala, makinos so makas mardis and motzi viget. Now, if somebody, the woman was questioned as to whether she was a divorcee, or a widow, or a zona, or a kalala, a desecrated woman, in that case they flog him by rabbinic law, and he must divorce her with a get. There's a great rule by all of the prohibitions of the Torah. She is a chalalisur, that one violation does not apply when there is another one already there. Unless both prohibitions came simultaneously. Or that the second prohibition added something to the original prohibition. Or if it included other things with the second violation. Now we have an example of this test. If a woman was a widow, Manasseh's Grusha, then she became a divorced woman, Manasseh's Chalala, then she became a Chalala. She could become a Chalala if a woman who is forbidden to a Kohen has intercourse with a Kohen, she becomes a Chalala. Manasseh's Zona, then she became a Zona. Uvala kohen gadol achar kach, and the kohen gadol cohabited with her afterwards. Loka arba malkias al biachas, he would be flogged four times for one intercourse. Because a almana, well, he starts off this way. First of all, the almana is forbidden to the kohen gadol, and she's permitted to a regular kohen. So that's the first violation. Yod chazur liyos gerusha, when she then becomes divorced, nosav ha'isur v'nesez l'chon hedyot, there is a prohibition added because she is now prohibited to a plain kohen as well. So there is something added to the original prohibition of the almana. But however, she is still allowed to eat truma if she is the daughter of a kohen. Nasas chalala, now when she becomes a desecrated woman, nosav ba'isur shirin nesas v'truma, there is an additional prohibition that she may no longer eat truma. But ani mutaras l'shra, but she's still permitted to an Israelite. Nasas zona, if she becomes a zona, ho v'yesham znus shoseas al Yisrael imzinsa ishto baratzon, since there is a concept of the prohibition of the zona for an Israelite, how so? If his wife committed adultery willingly, nosav ba'isur achra, so it's considered like an additional prohibition. The same would be true for Kohen Hedyo, the plain Kohen, who marries a woman who was first a Grusha, then a Chalala, and then a Zona. He would be flogged three times for one intercourse. If the order is different in the local Achas, he's only flogged once, because once you have the more inclusive prohibition, the less inclusive one cannot be added to it. If a woman was widowed from many men, or divorced from many men, you only get one flogging for each intercourse. A widow, whether it's from the betrothal or from the marriage, is forbidden. If a kohen gadol dies, even though he was not the brother of a kohen gadol dies, that is, even though his wife was not yet married, but only betrothed, so she may not have the yibum, she may not be married to the kohen gadol, but rather they have to have the chalitza. The reason she can't have yibum is, even though there's only a chiyuv of a law, a negative prohibition, which is pushed aside by the mitzvah saseh of yibum, but that would be permitted only for the first time they have intercourse. Afterwards would be forbidden. Therefore, the sages did not allow her to have yibum. Not lo yivama v'hu kohen hedyot. If she became the yivama for him, this was his sister-in-law when he was still a kohen hedyot. For this man is kohen gadol, he was appointed to be kohen gadol. Abishos ba maimer kishu kohen hedyot. Even if he made the betrothal in her, the betrothal of a yivama is called a maimer. when he was a plain kohen. He may not marry her after he was appointed. If he betrothed a widow and he was appointed to be a kohen gadol, he may marry her after he was appointed. Because in this case, she is already his wife through the betrothal before he became a kohen gadol. Whereas the maimer is only a rabbinic type of thing by the Yavama. If there was a question concerning her betrothal and the betrothed died, then there's a question as to whether she is a widow or not. And as we said before, a kohen gadol would not be allowed to marry her because there's doubt. Gimel. It is a positive commandment for a kohen gadol to marry a naira, a girl of 12 years old who is a virgin. When she becomes a bogeris, when she is somewhat more mature, at about 12 and a half, she is forbidden to him. As it says, he should take a woman who is a virgin. Isha lo ktana, a woman excludes a minor. Bipsuleha velo bogeris, that excludes the more mature woman. This is the status when she's no longer a minor, but she's no longer the bogeris, the more mature young woman, and that's known as a naira. A kohen gadol may never marry two wives. Shnemer isha says a wife, achas v'lo shtayim, that means one and not two. Dalit kohen gadol yisa mukas eitz af bishlo nivola. A kohen gadol should not marry a woman whose signs of virginity have been removed through a falling on a piece of wood, even though she never had intercourse. In other words, was artificially removed. Nivola shlo kedarka reizu kenivola kedarka. If she had intercourse not in the normal place, that is considered like a regular intercourse for this law. Nivola levehema reizu muteris. If she had intercourse with a animal, she is forbidden. She is permitted to the kohen. Tesvav kohen gadol shenasa b'ula in aloka. If a kohen gadol married a woman who is not a virgin, he does not get flogged, because he's only violating the positive commandment, which says he should marry a virgin. Avamotzi begat, but he must divorce her with a divorce. Nasa vogeres, a mukaseitz, if he married a vogeres, a more mature young woman, or a mukaseitz, a woman who does not have the signs of virginity, not through an act of intercourse, but through a artificial means, or is he kayim, then he can keep her. Eris ba'ulav nismana kohen gadol, if he betrothed a non-virgin and became a kohen gadol, as a yichnas achash nesmana, he may marry her after his appointment. To Zion, anas nara b'sula fita osa, if he raped or seduced a girl who was a b'sula, afila anasa fita osa gishu kohen hedyot, even if he raped or seduced her when he was a plain kohen, nesmana kohen gadol kolm she yichnos, and he was appointed kohen gadol before he married her, as a lo yichnos, he may then not marry her. Vimkanas motzi, if he did marry her, he must divorce her. Since she is not a virgin, even though it was he who had relationship with her, it's still forbidden. Zayin eris asaktana vogatart of kodam nisum. If he betrothed a minor and she reached the age of bogeres before he was married. Rezelo yichnos v'peshe nishtana gufa. He may not marry her because her body has changed. There's a physical change in her. Vimkanas loyotzi. However, if he married her, he is not forced to divorce her. Because, as we said before, even if he marries a bogeris, we don't force him to divorce her. The grusha, the divorced woman that is forbidden, is whether she's divorced from betrothal or from marriage. Avahamamenes afilu gerusha beget v'chzira me'anabo reizu materas lekohen. A mema'enes, a girl who is married, a young girl who is married to a man by rabbinic law because she's still a minor, and she can be mema'en, that is, refused to remain married. She needs no divorce. Even if he actually gave her a divorce, and she subsequently made the miyun, she's permitted to a kohen. Mashiba'ana b'ilchas gerishin, as we've explained in the laws of divorce. Chomishin rui l'chalitza nechotza lo nifsala l'kohuna. A woman who's not fit for chalitza, and if she received the chalitza, she is not disqualified from kohuna. In other words, the chalitza was unnecessary, it was improper, and it doesn't count, and therefore she is permitted. It tells Yotzala kol ish ploni kosei kohen kosev get le ishto, nosen get le ishto. If a rumor goes out saying that so-and-so, the Kohen, wrote a divorce for his wife, or gave a divorce to his wife, and she's still living with him and serving him, we don't force them to get a divorce. We don't accept that rumor. However, if after such a rumor, and her first husband dies and she marries a second Kohen, then we do give substance to the rumor, and she must be divorced from the second man. If there is a rumor in the city that she was betrothed and divorced from the betrothal, we're afraid of that, as we explained in the laws of divorce. If there's a rumor that she's a chalutza, we're not afraid of that. The reason for that is that the rumor is only a question. It's not a certainty, obviously. We learned previously that when there's a question as to whether she's a chalutza or not, it would be permitted because a chalutza is only by rabbinic law. If there is a rumor that goes out about a virgin saying that she is not a virgin, in Choshishin law we don't accept that rumor. Dinasa Kongodol, and she may be married to a high priest. Yotala Kol Shishivcha, if there is a rumor that she is a maidservant, in Choshishin law we're not afraid of that. Dinasa Filolokoin, and she can marry not only an Israelite, because we don't accept the fact that she's the rumor that she's a shivcha, but she can even marry a kohen. Yotzelo shemizana beir, if there is a rumor that she whores in the city, in choshesh in law, we're not afraid of that. Vafiro hatziya baila mishum shavar al das yehudis, o beidi dover mechur, v'meiz kodem shitin loget, even if her husband decided to divorce her because she was transgressing the laws of modesty, or that there were witnesses that she did something questionable with another man, that's actually witnesses that she committed adultery, but they're witnesses for something that looks bad. And the husband didn't actually give her the divorce, he was going to, but he died before, now she's a widow. She's still permitted to a coin. Any of these women that we mentioned are not forbidden unless there's clear testimony, or unless there's an admission on her part.